Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michigan State fans would prefer Tom Izzo gets that second national title. I think most Michigan fans would prefer Jim Harbaugh gets to Indianapolis for the first time over a John Beilein national championship.
And you know what?
Yeah.
That's pretty much how I thought it would go.
Same here, yeah.
Because
I just wanted people to say it.
Yeah.
To have to choose.
Right. Force them to. They're going to curse us under their breath the rest of the night, for God's sake. But we do have to get into some football free agency. Let's see, next Wednesday at 4 p.m., you can start signing dudes. So there'll be Lions free agents lined up outside Allen Park.
Well, no, I was going to say, free agency opens up for 31 teams. The Lions, unfortunately, will be sitting out the free agency period.
They're allowed to participate. You didn't
really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Hold on. They know, do they have the permission slip from the NFL?
Bob
Quinn is aware that he's allowed to, coming to terms or potential agreements with guys, despite not being able to make it official, right?
Maybe they're keeping it, everything's very closed mouth there. Maybe they're keeping it under the radar. Now, so let me ask you this, because everybody freaks out. Near as I can tell, from a Lions standpoint, there are five free agent or trade names.
Just upgrades. Big
that have been
pieces.
Bandied about this offseason. All right. It began with Kareem Hunt, who went to the Browns. Le'Veon Bell, who will go somewhere. Antonio Brown, who will go somewhere. Not here. Landon Collins, a safety from the Giants. And Trey Flowers from New England, the rush end, who people think might not come here either because they might get outbid. Those five guys... I do too. Five guys.
You only have to get
the small order of fries. That's all you need because they fill it up. If free agency comes and goes and the Lions didn't land any of those five,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm including Landon Collins, who people think they're going to get, and Trey Flood.
And that one's affordable,
yes,
you would think. Yeah.
If they don't land any of those five, how are you going? I'm going to say, how pissed? Will you be pissed? Will you really, really, really begin to wonder what the hell Bob Quinn's doing? And vis-a-vis mostly Antonio Brown, do you think the Lions are not remotely in the mix because they're being smart or they're being scared?
See, that's back-to-back really strong questions from you to open up the show tonight. And I love
it. Some people would say smart because he's crazy and look what he's doing and he's a diva. And some people would say scared. They never do it. And I have my opinion on it, but I don't want to give it yet. But I actually see both sides of the argument.
The phone number is 248-529-9797. You heard those five names, the big fish. You know, if the Lions were to strike out on all of them this offseason, they've already struck out on a couple of them. Is that the moment where you go, okay, what is Bob Quinn's plan? Are you ready to take your pitchforks and run over to Allen Park? Okay, we're not condoning violence. We're not actually saying that. But
I don't
seriously
think people use pitchforks anymore with the torches. No, I think that's been since the medieval times.
Oh.
I think they moved on.
I miss medieval times.
You know? Yeah. Okay. No. You know what modern day pitchfork and torches are? Twitter. It is.
That's true.
That's a modern day.
Throwing barbs back and forth.
Let's march and go on Twitter and demand things. That's totally what it is.
For me, this one is pretty simple. I'm already questioning Bob Quinn, and I don't believe that they're going to win a playoff game under him. I don't see it. Maybe it's, you know, maybe history, I'm allowing that to seep in a little bit. But, you know, in 3 years, where can you say this team is much better since Bob Quinn came here? And I struggled to find those areas. I mean, Darius Slay was already here. Quandre Diggs was a pick from the previous regime. Now he's turned into much more, and they moved him to safety, sure. But can you make the case that several positions are way better. I mean, the offensive line.
No, you can't. No.
The offensive line has been, they've invested a lot, but with injuries, with performance issues, it really hasn't necessarily gotten all that much better. So I already have my doubts. But if the Lions are just going to sit back and once again have a ton of money to spend, like last offseason, they cut Eric Ebron, save $8.5 million, spend it nowhere, don't do anything with it. This year, cut Glover Quinn, cut TJ Lang, all this money to spend, Ziggy Ansah gone, and you don't do anything with
They're over $40 million now in cap space,
yes,
right?
Yes, like there is money out there. I feel like Bob Quinn will once again be shopping at the, you know, you go to the grocery store and there's always that, you know, one area, like it's sectioned off and it's clearance stuff, you know,
it's stuff that
they just want to get rid of.
It seems like past the expiration date.
Yeah, it seems like you got to eat it that day, literally within like 2 hours of getting
it home. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Or just add some hot sauce to it. It'll be just fine. But I feel like that's where he's shopping. And I feel we saw it last year. We saw it really the first offseason as well, bargain shopping. Why should I expect that they're going to do something differently? And the fact that they're really not linked with any of these guys outside of Trey Flowers.
And Landon Collins.
Maybe, but I think that's more because of the Lions players and the Giants connection as opposed to Bob Quinn and them having real interest. I am left going, what is this? What are you doing?
No,
it is because they're scared. I don't think there's any other
way to answer.
You say
scared as opposed to smart. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. I should maybe change the word smart to safe. Are they being safe or being scared? Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of things to factor in here. Number one is I don't think it's a great free agency market for the most part. So people
outside
are gonna,
of the big ones. Yeah.
Right. People are going to grab and maybe overpay for some big ones. And number two, just lurking in the back of my mind is this thought that the players might not want to play for the New England way if they don't get the Patriot victories.
The rings, the payoff.
Yeah, and that's where Patricia, I think, had to do the second half of the season, had to do some rehabilitating of his image with his own team and elsewhere. And somebody said that when Dave Burkett was on the air that somebody had sent him an email that Landon Collins was quoted as saying that before, like last year, that I don't know if I could put up with the Patriot way. They don't seem to have any fun. So I wonder if that is a factor. You know, again, smart or safe versus scared. I think there's another word I miss. Like, I think they're maybe stuck. Maybe that's the other S word. Stuck.
See,
apprehensive is a good word. I was looking just for S words.
I
safe,
can see that.
Smart, scared, but, stuck.
Don't you think though that because of the, I don't know what you want to call it, the pushback from the veterans at the start of last year based on how training camp went, didn't it seem like Matt Patricia had lightened up a little bit?
Yes.
Like he came in wanting to be this school marm and, you know, smacking guys around and hitting them with the paddle and all that. And when the players came out and were just like, yeah, dog, we're not going to play for you, man. I mean, that's a nice beard you got, but I'm good, okay? I don't need to be treated like that. It seems like he figured it out a little bit, right?
Maybe it's
changed.
You talk to players, they would say he adjusted. It took a while. Obviously, the Jets game was an eye-opener in the opener. But he adjusted. I don't know if he adjusted enough. We'll see. So, smart, safe, scared, or stuck. Whatever. You don't have to pick a word, but
I like it. All S words. Or the other S word.
Suck? Oh, the other one. Yeah.
The good one.
Yeah.
The fun one.
Yeah. So you're not getting,
well,
I know the word. It rhymes with spit.
There it is. Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Free agency. Few days away. Lions haven't been in on any. And Antonio Brown supposedly is going somewhere.
You would think
in the next 24
Lions
hours.
Don't have a seat at the table for whatever reason. Nobody's picking up their phone calls.
It sort of seems that way, but there's some good ticket texts that we'll get to here too. People disputing that a little bit.
97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.